Welcome back to the Herman Cain Show. Thank you for joining us. The president is going to be speaking from the White House soon with a Martin Luther King Jr. proclamation, and we're going to carry that live when he begins to speak, so you'll be able to hear the proclamation. But in the meantime, before we get into that, and we'll do rapid fire if we have time left, I want to go back to something that is all over the media today. Deal or no deal with respect to immigration reform and the wall. Now, in case you missed it, go back to what Sarah Sanders said earlier this week about the four things that were supposed to be included in the deal.
Border security, chain migration, visa lottery, and DACA. They all agreed that those four things would be part of the negotiation. And beyond that, then they could move into additional scope.
And they didn't come back with any of that. The president is getting ready to speak. We're going to cut away Shane B and listen to what he has to say.
He's not speaking yet.
No, he's not. Okay. There's a delay between my monitor and your feed.
Yeah, you have to go by my feed.
Okay.
All right, here he is. He's walking up.
All right.
We've got the president coming in. I'm sorry to have to interrupt you, but if you will stand let's listen to the president's proclamation on Dr. Martin Luther King. Jr.
And the many distinguished guests for joining us here today. It's a great honor. Earlier this week, I had the tremendous privilege to join Isaac and Alveda to sign into law legislation redesignating the Martin Luther King Jr. National Historic Site to the Martin Luther King Jr. National Historic Park. The new law expands the area protected and historic sites for the future. Generations of Americans are becoming so important, and this is a great honor for us and a great honor to Dr. King. Today we gather in the White House to honor the memory of a great American hero, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. On January 15th, 1929, Martin Luther King Jr. was born in Atlanta, Georgia. He would go on to change the course of human history. As a young man, Dr. King decided to follow the calling of his father and grandfather to become a Christian pastor. He would later write that it was quite easy for me to think of a God of love, mainly because I grew up in a family where love was central. That is what Reverend King preached all of his life, love. Love for each other, for neighbors, and for our fellow Americans. Dr. King's faith and his love for humanity led him and so many other heroes to courageously stand up for civil rights of African Americans. Through his bravery and sacrifice, Dr. King opened the eyes and lifted the conscience of our nation. He stirred the hearts of our people to recognize the dignity written in every human soul. Today we celebrate Dr. King for standing up for the self-evident truth Americans hold so dear, that no matter what the color of our skin or the place of our birth.
And there went my feed, so you have to jump in, Herman.
He was reviewing some of Dr. King's principles, but you didn't hear a lot about the two things that he mentioned when he signed a regulation that said that the historic King site, his home, was no longer just a site. It was going to become part of the national park system, which means that the federal government is going to be responsible for maintenance on it because it had gotten run down and a little bit dilapidated.
And another thing, so if you want to go back to it, we can go back to it.
And another thing He may have mentioned, if he hasn't already while we were away, he signed also some legislation relative to historically black colleges and universities. Let's continue to hear what the president has to say.
Holiday, and encourage all Americans to observe this day with acts of civic work and community service in honor of Dr. King's extraordinary life, and it was extraordinary indeed, and his great legacy. Thank you. God bless you all. And God bless America. And with that, I'd like to ask a great friend of mine, Secretary Carson, for remarks. And then we're going to be signing the very important proclamation. Thank you very much. Ben?
That was President Trump that you heard talking. And it's appropriate in that Monday, on Dr. King's actual birthday, we're going to be doing a special right here on the Herman Cain Show. Yes, because too many people, quite honestly, have forgotten what Dr. King stands for. They have forgotten what his dream and his vision entailed. And we're going to remind people of that. I'm calling it through the eyes of Dr. King, through the eyes of the media, and through your eyes. Where are we today relative to the dream? And we're going to have some highlights for you on Monday. So we're going to talk about that. So make sure you tune in. It's not going to be just another day. It's going to be a day where we follow up on the proclamation. Now, I know that a lot of people say, well, but it's a holiday you're supposed to take off. Well, it's not a usual holiday from my perspective. I want to use that holiday to remind people of what it really stands for. That's what it really stands for. Because as you look at a lot of the partisanship, a lot of the differences that are going on in politics, you would sometimes forget what it really, really stands for. And if some of the people who are in elected positions would go back to things like the Declaration of Independence, go back to things like the amendments to the Constitution and the Constitution. If they would go back to those kinds of things and go back to the principles that Dr. King fought and died for, maybe they would be doing something a little bit different in Washington, D.C. The latest example, of course, relates to the DACA deal. It's been all over the media about supposedly what the president said in a private meeting. The president later tweeted this morning that he did not use the specific word that he was accused of, but that the talk was tough. That's the word of the president versus two anonymous sources. If these sources are so reliable, why do they have to remain anonymous? It's because they're not supposed to be running off their mouth. It was a private meeting. That being said, I digress. The DACA deal that the so-called group came back with did not live up to what Sarah Sanders thought they agreed upon. Listen again to what she said earlier this week about the principles that were supposed to be in the deal.
Border security, chain migration, visa lottery, and DACA, they all agreed that those four things would be part of the negotiation. And beyond that, then they could move into additional scope.
And when they came back with a deal that was supposed to incorporate those things, it turned out that that was no deal. That's when the tough talk started. Sarah Sanders said a Thursday, during a briefing, she expressed some optimism.
There has not been a deal reached yet. However, we still think we can get there.
Now, here's why there has been no deal, folks. The deal that they came back with was not even close to what the president was expecting. First, the wall. They only wanted to give him $1.8 billion for the wall. Do you know that that represents 0.03% of the $53 trillion we're going to spend over the next 10 years. 0.03. And you think that that's a deal breaker? They offered $1.8 billion. The president said we need $18 billion, a tenth of what he was asking for. And the deal also didn't get rid of chain migration, didn't put limitations on all of the other things. So it basically was, here's the deal that we support because it gives the Democrats everything that they want, and it doesn't give the president and the Republicans anything that they want. I have warned you all about this before. Democrats' idea of compromise is do it their way. And they have shown us once again that that's what they're interested in. Do it their way. And if you don't do it their way, they'll threaten to shut down the government. Well, in another week, folks, the government might get shut down because the Democrats still haven't figured out that there's a new sheriff in town. There is a new sheriff in town. He is not going to accept that deal. Now, he has indicated that he's willing to do some compromise, but he said very clearly, no wall, no DACA. They don't believe him. Ask the United Nations. Ask the Palestinians. They're the ones next where we're going to cut off funding to Palestine, who pays people to go out and murder people. So, no, that is no deal yet. And you want to know what? I don't think the president cares whether we reach a deal or not, even if it means shutting down the government. And if the Republicans are smart, the president is smart, he's already got the seed planted out. It's not going to be the Republicans' fault. No, not this time around. Because the Democrats are the ones that are pushing back because they don't want to approve a 0.03% of the budget for the wall that the president wants. Why? They are still trying to lock up that block of voters for the future. You're listening to The Herman Cain Show.
He's been there. He's done that. And he wants to give you the insight and the advantage. Herman Cain, Solutions for a Better America.